Let's check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes. She joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's just review some of the news headlines. Cancun, this is good news. Cancun dropping mandatory custom forms.
Yes, it's absolutely good news, especially because for Canadians, this is such a popular destination. Government officials in Cancun announced the destination has ended the need for arriving travelers to fill out custom forms and granted North Americans a fast-track entry process. According to the Cancun Sun, many travelers who didn't complete the FMM paperwork online were forced to complete the documents in person, causing delays at airport security and immigration checkpoints. A Mexican Association of Travel Agencies official said eliminating the paperwork would reduce the process from around an hour to just minutes, and the new system would soon be available in other airports in Mexico. The government will now issue travelers from approved countries a stamp instead of the previously required card.
Yeah, good news. I like it. It's, you know, if anybody's been to Mexico, they know that they have to fill out this card, and it's a bit of a hassle. So now that's being eliminated, and it just speeds everything up. It's good. So it's good.
Yes, definitely.
WestJet in the news for a couple of reasons. Going to court. What is this about?
So WestJet has reportedly filed a motion in the Federal Court of Appeal in a bid to squash a directive from the Canadian Transport Agency to pay passenger $1,000 in compensation for a flight disruption caused by crew constraints. WestJet's motion argues that the CTA's ruling was flawed and based on a misinterpretation of air passenger protection regulations. You know what I think? At the end of the day, they just don't want to, the airlines are just putting their foot down about paying out compensation readily. They're going through a long process with the CTA, with the client, the passenger, and it's going to cause some frustration.
Well, yeah, either way, it doesn't look good on WestJet, does it?
I mean, or any airline that denies it.
True. And now WestJet in the news for other reasons, asking to drop the mandate for mask wearing for air travel. I do like that, though.
Absolutely, yes. They're saying that while disruptive incidents are rare, unfortunately, mask compliance continues to be a common motivator of unruly behavior on board the aircraft. WestJet adds they continue to advocate for the removal of legacy pandemic measures that are no longer backed by science and require crew members to uphold measures that have been lifted in every other sector within Canada.
Yeah, well, I hope they're successful with that one.
And I hope other airlines follow suit.
Me too. Yeah, it's time to get rid of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. Let's have your travel tip of the week now.
Right. So we're suggesting that you use a credit card with no foreign transaction fee. Many, but not all, credit card issuers charge fees for purchases made overseas with a foreign merchant. These fees typically range from 1% to 3% of each purchase and can result in you paying significantly more than the listed price of anything that you purchased overseas. And of course, this can really add up over the course of your trip. Before you depart, check your credit card and debit card agreements to see if they include such fees. If they do, then apply for a credit card with no foreign transaction fee, as well as for a debit card that does not require an extra charge for ATM withdrawals in other countries. And make sure that to apply far enough in advance to allow for approval, account setup, and receiving your new card in the mail.
Yeah, it's good to know whether or not your credit card or debit card does charge a foreign transaction fee one way or the other. That way you can either, like you say, apply for a different one or adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just from experience from my recent trip in Croatia, merchants like love to accept or want to accept cash. So we had to go to the ATM a few times, more than we thought we would. And it was definitely nice to know that every time we went, there was not an additional transaction fee.
Always good to chat with you, Onanta. Let's do it again next week.
You bet. Take care.